The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter Number 19, Text Number 18, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on April 24th, 2012, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kritam Ekatarena Api Dampatyo Ubhayo Api Patnyam Kuryat Anarhayam Pati Etat Samahita Kritam ekatarenapi Dampatyor ubhayor api Patnyang kuryad anarhayang Patretat samahita Kritam ekatarenapi Dampatyor ubhayor api Patnyang kuryad anarhayang Patretat samahita Kritam executed Ekaterina by one
Vienna
Api even Dampadyo of the wife and husband Ubhayo of both Api still Patnyam when the wife Kuryat he should execute Anarhayam is unable Pati the husband Etat this Samahita with attention Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila
Prabhupada.
Between the husband and wife, one person is sufficient to execute this devotional service. Because of their good relationship, both of them will enjoy the result. Therefore, if the wife is unable to execute this process, the husband should carefully do so, and the faithful wife will share the result. Purport. The relationship between husband and wife is firmly established when the wife is faithful and the husband sincere. Then even if the wife, being weaker, is unable to execute devotional service with her husband, she is chaste and sincere. She shares half of her husband's activities.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunitan Vitam Sajivam sadaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sahagana lalita shivishakam vitamscha.
So we have just heard Prabhupada explain that even if the wife is weak, if she's faithful to her husband, she gets half of her husband's activities. So let's say her husband is a fixed up initiated devotee. And he goes back to Godhead. And the wife sincerely serves him. Will she go back to Godhead? Is half the activities, note the term half. So half is not good enough. Prabhupada says one has to be 100% Krishna conscious to go back to Godhead. So that means the wife should also become initiated. She should also chant 16 rounds and follow the regulated principles. Having good association will help you. But ultimately, at the time of death, you have to fly your own airplane. It's up to you at the time of death to take shelter of Krishna or not. Another interesting point in this verse is this. You can go the other way also. If the wife is spiritually strong and the husband is weak, but he's a good husband, then also he'll get part of the results of his wife's spiritual strength. So the point is, if you have a good relationship with somebody, whatever they have, you share it, but only part of it. Ultimately, you have to do it yourself. You have to surrender to Krishna yourself. You may be living in the Brahmacharya ashram, surrounded by surrendered Brahmacharis. But that doesn't mean that you can be slack. Loose or lackadaisical, lazy. You have to do it on your own. Good association will help you, but it doesn't cover you completely. Ultimately, you have to make that act of surrender from your own heart. Another point, we're talking here about the proper husband and wife. So this is a good opportunity to mention what are the actual principles for Krishna conscious husband and wife. Since Prabhupada has left the planet, it's become a little blurry in our movement. What is the actual rules of household life? Therefore, I've written one paper to make it very clear, doing all the quotes from Prabhupada. That paper will be posted on the internet here in Lithuania.
It will be.
It's not yet. It will be posted in the Lithuanian language on the internet. But I will give you this gist of it now, this synopsis. Nowadays, people are introducing this idea that for householders, the rule is no sex out of marriage.
Idėja, kad, negalimi tik užrašai.
One of my students in Hong Kong just wrote me. She said, Gurudev, there was an initiation here, and in the ceremony, they said no sex life out of marriage in the initiation vows.
Ir studentė, mano viena studentė iš Honkongo, man parašė, kad buvo iniciacija, ir ten principas buvo pateiktas kaip jokių lytinių santykių už.
And I had that experience in Bulgaria one time also.
Taipogi buvo tokia pat patirtis ir...
I was initiating one Maharaji. And I asked her, what are the four regulated principles? No intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, and no sex outside of marriage. I had to immediately correct her, no, that's not true. Prabhupada's principle is, again, you can see it hundreds of times in the Vedabase, no illicit sex. In every initiation, ceremony, it was no illicit sex. I've never seen one initiation ceremony where Prabhupada said no sex out of marriage. Prabhupada specifically gave the rules for householder life. That after taking the Vedic system is called Garbhadang Sanskara. You do not have sex life with your wife unless a yajna is performed first. That is called the Garbhadang Sanskara. It is a yajna. So, and that is, the Brahmins are called, it's a whole, just like we have an initiation yajna, a wedding yajna, it's a special type of yajna before you have sex. Sex life would not be had out of lust. It would be planned, just like we plan to have a wedding or initiation, we plan to have the Garbhadang Sanskara. So Prabhupada made it very simple in ISKCON for us. Our ISKCON version of the Garbhadang Sanskara is a very simple thing. A husband and wife get permission from their spiritual master or spiritual masters. First, then they're allowed to have sex life once every month for having the child. Just after the woman's menstrual cycle when she's most fertile. And then the husband and wife must, Prabhupada explains, they must both chant at least 50, that's 5-0, 50 rounds of japa before sex. That is a system for producing saintly children. I remember one time when I was a brahmachari. Of course, I'm still a brahmachari. Even though I'm married, I'm still practicing brahmachari for the last 41 years. But when I was a brahmachari. Now I'm vanaprastha brahmachari. And then I was a brahmachari. So one householder couple, they approached me in my Miami temple. And the husband said, Sankarshan Prabhu, I just wanted to share something with you. Last night, my wife and I, we wanted to have a child, so we both chanted 50 rounds of japa. And after we chanted our 50 rounds, we were so much relishing the bliss of Krishna's holy names. We decided, well, let's wait till next month before we have sex. You see, actually, the bliss of chanting Hare Krishna It is better than sex. Therefore, one can remain brahmachari the whole life, you see. He doesn't need sex pleasures. Because Hare Krishna is millions and billions of times greater than any sex pleasure. So if the married couples understand this principle, they won't be carried away by lust. They can use that lust for Krishna by having saintly children. And Krishna actually states in the Bhagavad Gita 7:11.
Krishna 7:11 sato.
Balang balavatang chahang kamaraga vivarjitam dharma virudho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshubha. He says, I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. And I am that sex life which is not contrary to religious principles. So there's no reason that we have to change the instructions of Prabhupada to make the movement popular. Some devotees think, well, I wasn't able to follow that principle. Therefore, nobody can. Therefore, we should change it because I couldn't follow it. I'm sorry, our philosophy doesn't work. Our philosophy does not work that way. Because you couldn't follow a principle, we have to change the principle for you? Whatever Prabhupada is given, that cannot be changed. And if you couldn't follow it, that's your problem. There's nothing wrong with Prabhupada's instructions. And those who have heard nicely what Prabhupada has explained and are determined that I must follow Prabhupada's instructions, they will get special mercy from Srila Prabhupada. And they'll be able to follow those instructions. And they're going to be really blissful, I guarantee you. They're not going to feel frustrated that, oh no, I have to give up sex. They're going to say, thank God I got rid of that nasty habit. I was able to rise beyond the gross bodily platform of the mercy of Krishna. It's interesting in this connection. My godbrothers, Sarup Damodar, Das Brahmachari, he became later on Bhakti Sarup Damodar Maharaj. He was a PhD in biology. And Prabhupada gave him a lot of mercy. Prabhupada would take the morning walks in Los Angeles. And he would take Sarup Damodar with him. He would argue on behalf of the scientists. And Prabhupada would smash his arguments. Actually, there's a book published. It's been translated into your Lithuanian language. Life Comes from Life, yes.
Yeah.
So, Prabhupada, in that one of those morning walks on Venice Beach, he was talking about how nasty sex life is. Prabhupada said, the position of the sex, that how nasty it is. And Sarup Damodar, taking the position of the scientist, he said, but Prabhupada, how to continue the species? Prabhupada said, you finish it, this condemned world. So Prabhupada didn't give in to these It's these kind of arguments, is it? Actually, the sex life will not be finished. The sex life will not be finished. But if the householders can regulate the sex life according to the Vedic principles, we will get a whole generation of pure devotees being born into our movement. Who can lead this world out of chaos. So this principle is a very important thing. Very important thing. Sometimes the sannyasis and the brahmacharis, they say, yeah, those householders. They used to say that in Gaudiya Math also. They said, those householders, they are decomposed. You know what decomposed means? It means rotten. And Prabhupada was considered as one of those rotten householders by the brahmacharis and sannyasis in the Gaudiya Math. So it's not what color dhoti you wear, Prabhu. It's where your heart is at that really counts, you see. If you're fixed in bhakti, you see, that is the important thing. Whether you wear white or saffron, one must become pure in their heart. That's the key. Grihe tako vane tako sadhi hari boli dako. Bhakti Nath, of course, says, I don't care if you're a brahmacharya, you're a grihastha, whatever you are, but chant hari hari. That's the real thing. Prabhupada told us in one lecture, he said of the 12 Mahajanas, 7 are householders and 5 are brahmachari. So there's nothing wrong with being a householder if you follow the regulated principles. But if you don't follow the regulated principles, you are not grihastha. You are grihamedhi. You're living in a dark well. So in this way we can understand something about Krishna consciousness. Household life from Prabhupada's teachings. That they should work together cooperatively to help each other's Krishna consciousness. Actually, the world is mostly filled up with householders. So it is a very good service for our Krishna conscious householders if they can show an ideal example to the other householders how to become Krishna conscious in household life. It is a very, very powerful preaching to preach by one's example. So if one can live in household life following the regulated principles, contributing to the Krishna consciousness movement as much as they possibly can, raising Krishna conscious children, then they are doing great service. They are also preachers. By their very lifestyle they are preaching. So in this way we can understand. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Tai ar gali būti tik tai priežastis šeimai kurti, vien tik tai padėti viens kitam grįžti pas Krišną be seksų?
Usually, ones get married because to start a children or to help each other to progress. Could be a reason of marriage only to help each other without sex?
Prabhupada said if the householder couple can Avoid sex completely, that is very good.
Prabhupada paminėjo, kad šeimos žmonės, jeigu jie gali išvengti lytinio gyvenimo, tai yra be galo gerai.
So it's not required that you're married, therefore you have to have sex and children.
Tai nėra būtina, kad jei tu susitoki, turi pradėti vaikus.
If one wants to be married for the sake of help of one's Krishna consciousness or one's preaching, that is also good.
Jei yra vedybų tikslas, kad padėti vienos kitam dvasiniam gyvenime ir pamokslavime, tai labai gerai.
Just like in our, sometimes householders can be better preachers even than sannyasis. Papa gave that example.
That
his sannyasi godbrother was sent to Britain for preaching. And he was a complete failure. But then Prabhupada sent three householder couples. Gurudas and Jamuna. Mukunda and Janavi, Malati and Shamasunja, and little Sarasvati came along as the little baby. And those three householder couples, they revolutionized the UK by their preaching. So it's not really what color dhoti you wear, it's how determined you are to spread Krishna consciousness. That's what really counts, you see. How determined are you to be fixed in Krishna consciousness? And how determined are you to spread Krishna consciousness? Any other questions? Now that the curtain's open, I notice some of you are holding your knees like this. That's not allowed. According to the Nectar Devotion, you don't hold your knees in front of the deities. Okay, any other questions?
Aš reiškia, skamba geriau, bet lietuškai, yra sakoma, tas ar ne, sako, yra vienas dievai, o šita, o moteris vyrui, o čia tas ar ne?
Nieko nesupratau. Vyras dievai, moteris vyrui.
There is a saying that wife is serving to husband and husband serving to God. Is it the correct saying?
Yeah, and it works both ways too.
Taip, bet veikia ir atvirkščiai.
The in Krishna consciousness, the wife is also directly serving God.
Nes Krishna samaninga žmona taipogi tarnauja tiesiogiai Dievui.
And the husband also serves the wife.
Vyras taipogi
tarnauja. He takes her material needs. He sees that she is engaged in Krishna consciousness.
Materialiai.
It works both directions. The husband serves the wife serves the husband, and it works both ways.
Žmona tarnauja vyrui, vyras tarnauja žmonai.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Mokytojau, pasakykit, prašau, jūsų nuomonę. Jūs norėtumėt, kad mes daugiau pamokslautume, ar kad vaikų daugiau susilauktume?
I wanted to ask you, what would you like more? If we produce more children or we preach more?
If you can make the whole world Krishna conscious, that's what I prefer. Whatever is the most effective means of doing them. It was one time observed in our Dallas community by our GBC men that there was a competition between the brahmacharis and the householders who could make more devotees. And actually, the householders, by having sex, were making more new devotees than the brahmacharis were by preaching.
pradėdami vaikus padarė daugiau atsidavusių nei brahmačarį pamokslaudami.
But you have to raise them in Krishna consciousness, that's the key.
Bet esmė yra, kad reikia tos vaikus užauginti Krishna sąmonėje.
Actually, the highest position is to give up sex life.
Bet aukščiausia padėtis yra atmesti lytinį gyvenimą.
If one can completely give up sex, that is the best thing.
Jis gali pilnai atmesti lytinį gyvenimą, tai geriausia.
So, just like in many ways, preaching is better than saving.
Visais atvejais, pamokslavimas yra geriau nei.
Because you have few priests and you can have so many spiritual children.
Jei jūs pamokslausit, jūs galėsit turėti daugybę dvasios vaikų.
Just like me, myself and my wife, we're preaching all over the world.
Kaip aš pats ir mano žmona pamokslavimą aplink pasaulį.
We have so many spiritual children in every continent of the world, you see. And we don't even have to change one diaper. You see? But if you have sex to make devotees, then you have to change so many diapers. Stooly diapers, you know. It's full of stool. Yes.
What is the guarantee they will become devotees?
O kokia garantija yra, kad jie taps atsidarę?
What's the guarantee that the children will become devotees? There's no guarantee.
Nėra garantijos, kad jie bus.
You have just like you preach to a new person, you have to preach to your child also.
Lygiai taip pat, kaip jūs pamokslaujat naujam žmogui, taip pat reikia pamokslauti savo vaikui.
And Prabhupada actually said, if you make them a devotee, then your sex was licit. If they don't become devotees, your sex was illicit.
Ir Prabhupada sakė, kad jei jūsų vaikas netaps atsidavusiu, tai buvo jūsų lytiniai santykiai.
So it's a whole lifetime project.
Tai nedraudžiami, tai yra viso gyvenimo projektas.
Yeah.
Raising a child.
Huh?
25 years or more will be wasted. And if they don't become a devotee, to make them devotee, you have to spend 25 years. But preaching, if you preach to somebody, then they become devotee or they don't. Then you have another one there.
But užauginti vaiką reikia 25 metų, kad o jei tu pamokslauji. Ir tau nepasisenka, tu gali tiesiog perėti prie kito žmogaus.
That's a fact. If the children don't become devotees, you're still stuck with them. You have to maintain them for their, you know, college, so many things, big lifetime burden.
Jei tavo vaikas netampa atsidavęs.
But if you're preaching to somebody and they don't become a devotee, well, some will, some won't. So what? Next.
O jei tu pamokslauji kažkam ir jis netampa atsidavus. Jis netampa atsidavusiu.
You are not obligated.
Tu nesi įsipareigojęs.
You give them, they take it, it's fine.
That's right.
Whereas the children, you are bound.
Žmogui, kuriam tu pamokslauji, tu nesi įsipareigojęs, bet vaikui tu esi įsipareigojęs, pririštas.
So in many ways the brahmacharis actually win.
Visais atvejais brahmacharis laimi.
But if one has that desire to Krishna conscious children, that is also good. Srila Bhakti Sanatana Sarasvati Thakur said, I'm prepared, if I could have Krishna conscious children, I'm prepared to have sex 100 times.
Srila Bhakti Sanatana Sarasvati Thakur paminėjo,
and look at Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Jeigu būtų aišku, kad turėčiau Krishna sąmoningų vaikų, pradėdamas juos,
he prayed to Krishna. He prayed to Krishna that I need someone to help me in my mission.
Bhaktivinoda Thakura meldėsi, kad man reikia pagalbos savo misijai.
So you please, my dear Lord, send me someone from your personal stock. So there are some advantages for having making devotees by procreation, some advantages. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur is the proof. Yes.
Kokios tada priežastys galėtų būti dėl ko jisai
gyvena? Pakartosiu klausimą. Jeigu yra žmogus, kuris gali gyventi be lytinių santykių, barkas, gali gyventi be lytinių santykių, kokios gali būti priežastis, kad jisai susipuoktų?
If there is a devotee who can live without sexual intercourses, so what the reasons could be for his marriage?
Maybe he wants to have a preaching partner. Someone who can work with him as a like the house elders in the UK work together as preaching team.
Kad galėtų dirbti, kaip pavyzdžiui, Didžiojoje Britanijoje, pomstono komanda būtų tokia.
There could be many reasons, but that's one reason.
Gali būti daugybė tų priežasčių.
Something that's favorable for preaching.
Kažkas teigiamo pomstono.
Any other question? Did that satisfy you?
It's Mataji.
Okay. All right, we'll take you.
More reasons?
Any more reasons? Well, someone may want some companionship. Krishna conscious companion. Somebody to read Krishna book with at night. Well, the Brahmacharis can do that too. Okay.
Srila Prabhupada had 9 children and nobody became a devotee.
9? I know he had a few. He didn't... 3? No, they didn't all become devotees, that's a fact.
But your fact is in etapa siddhavi.
Why?
So that Prabhupada could take sannyas and save all of us. That was a special arrangement by Krishna. That he could walk away from the household and make us his household life.
Prabhupada is saying that partners or wife and husband or husband to wife, if they are faithful, then they can share. So what does that mean, the faithful?
Taigi, yra komentare, Prabhupada pamini, kad jei jie yra ištikimi, tai tada jie gali dalintis rezultatais. Tai kas yra tas ištikimumas?
Prabhupada says, because of the perverses, because of their good relationship.
Prabhupada pamini, kad dėl jų gero ryšio.
So what does it mean to have a good relationship?
Tai ką reiškia tas geras santykis?
That means you cooperate with each other. You serve each other. You consider it with each other. You're compassionate.
Compassionate means?
Loving. You're not cruel and impersonal. In this way.
So, nowadays we see on the most side the husband is taking advantage of the wife. And very rare case, the wife take advantage of the husband.
Šis galim pamatyti, kad vyras išnaudoja žmoną, o žmona neišnaudoja vyrą. Kaip čia būna tas dalykos tada?
Nowadays we don't see good relationships between husband and wife. That's why there's divorce every day, hundreds and thousands of divorces.
Šiais laikais nebematomės gerų santykių.
This is the Vedic times.
So what do they share? What do they share? Karma or spiritual life, or what do they share?
Tai ką jie tada pasidalina, karma ar dvasinė kažkokios?
Question is, what do they share, the result?
Tai kokį rezultatą jie pasidalina, kai jie gyvena teisingai?
Between the husband and wife, when one person is sufficient to execute devotional service. So if the husband is executing it and the wife is not able to, but still she serves her husband nicely, then she gets 50% of the result of his devotional service.
Jei žmona tarnauja, bet negali atlikti savo tarnystės, tai gaus tik 50% naudos.
This is devotional side. What about the karmis?
The karmi? They're not described here. It says devotional service.
But
if you remember the pastimes of Bhagavari the hunter or Valmiki, then the wife does not share if the husband does something wrong.
We're not saying that. We're talking about devotional service here. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about other things. Sloka specifically says devotional service, and that's what we're saying. We're not saying other things. Any other questions? Wow. Okay.
Ar lygių teisių judėjimas ardo visuomenę? Vyro ir moterų lygių teisių judėjimas ardo visuomenę?
Equal.
Equal rights between men and women disorders the society. If equal rights...
What about, what's the question?
It is a movement.
Is,
it is true or not?
Is equal rights between women and men disorders this society?
Is there such a thing as equal rights?
He's asking, is there a man and a woman has an equal right in this society?
No.
This movement.
Let's get the question clear. I have to have a clear question.
And then he's asking if
this movement destroys our society.
Is it destroying our society?
Where is the movement of equal rights?
Do men and women have equal rights?
Yes.
Is it in ISKCON or in the world?
The world.
In the world. Do men and women have equal rights in the world? That's the question.
No.
The answer? Yes, it is. It's not the question? Okay.
I can translate.
Huh?
I can translate.
Okay.
This movement, equal rights for man and woman.
Is that the question?
It is destroying society or no?
This Wait movement, a minute.
There is movement of equal
rights. Oh, the movement, the equal rights movement.
Yes.
Is it destroying the society?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. I would say it's destroying sanity.
Aš pasakyčiau, kad naikina sveiką protą.
This equal rights movement is destroying sanity. People are going crazy with this philosophy.
Lygios teisės naikina sveiką protą.
In other words, it's impossible to have equal rights for men and women.
Kitaip sakant, neįmanoma turėti lygias teisės.
By nature's way, it's impossible. If you want 100% equal rights, then show me a wife who can make her husband pregnant. Then my dear husband, I don't want to have to carry this baby in my womb. So I'm going to make you pregnant and you're going to carry the baby. We're going to have equal rights. I carried the first baby. And our second baby, it's your turn, my dear husband. I'm going to make you pregnant and you're going to carry the baby. Equal rights. That's equal rights, you see. If you can make your husband pregnant and he carries the baby in his womb, then you've got true equal rights. But that's not nature's way. The husband has his duty, you have your duty, and those are defined by your bodily construction. You can't make a male body and a female body the same. They are different. So this whole idea of equal rights means people don't have, they're losing their common sense. Now, on the spiritual platform, yes, equal rights. Because that woman is not a woman. She's a spirit soul. That man is not a man.
Tas vyras nėra vyras.
He's a spirit soul. On the spiritual platform, perfect equality.
Jis dvasinė siela. Dvasiniam lygmeny.
But on the material platform, you'll never have equality. It will never exist.
Yra tobulas lygiavertiškumas, o materialiam.
Their attempts to make equality on the spiritual platform is a joke. It's a subject matter for it's called a laughing stock. It's a subject matter for laughing by those who have intelligence. And they take it so seriously. And it just shows that there's just dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, you know. Sabaka, Svinya, Verblud, and Asho. You see. They disclose themselves as dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Okay, next question.
What result parents get if they are non-devotees but somehow they raise Krishna consciousness children, and after 25 years he becomes Krishna conscious?
If the parents are not devotees but the children are,
become, yeah,
they'll become delivered.
Yeah.
It's the greatest good fortune to have Krishna conscious children. If the children become pure devotees, those parents will automatically be delivered.
Taigi, 99% žmonių, kurie ateina į šventyklą, galų gale taps šeimos žmonėm. Ar nereiktų mum pamokslauti apie šeimos gyvenimo sunkumus, išbandymus, nei, kaip dabar vyksta, pamokslavimas brahmačerijos? Tokio. Biškiai iškripiau. Kaip ten tada antra dalis?
Ar nederėtų pristatyti šventyklos pamokslavimo politikos labiau orientuotos į šeiminio gyvenimo ypatumus?
So now 99% of people who comes to temple later they become householders. Taip jo. And then everyone will become in family life. But now
not everyone, almost everyone.
99%.
Yeah.
99%.
Okay.
And shouldn't we represent this preaching more for householder life challenges, like to prepare them for householder life, than for Naishtika Brahmachari life?
The best training for householder life is Brahmachari.
Geriausias šeimos žmogaus apmokymas tai būti Brahmachari.
Prabhupada explains that there are two types of Brahmacharis.
Yra dviejų tipų Brahmachari.
Those who are attached,
tie, kurie prisirišę,
they're going to become
grihastas.
And those who are detached,
tie, kurie,
they will remain brahmachari, become sannyasis. So brahmachari ashram is for both types.
Brahmachari ashram is for both types.
It's for the attached, it'll teach them to become very good householder.
tiem, kurie prisirišę, juos išmokins būti gerais šeimos žmonėm.
So the Brahmacharya ashram must be maintained very nicely.
Brahmacharya ashramas turi būti išlaikomas labai.
Otherwise, you're not going to have grihamedis, you'll have grihamedis instead of grihastas in ISKCON.
Nes kitu atveju, ISKCONe bus grihamedžiai, ne grihastas.
You 99% grihastas will not be grihastas, they'll be grihamedi.
Tie 99% grihastas nebus grihastas, o grihamedžiai.
So therefore, you must have very, very good Brahmacharya ashram.
Dėl to mes turim turėti labai gerą Brahmacharya
ashram. Producing very, very good house married men and some a few sannyasis also. Next question.
Jaunam bakui ypatingai sunku yra priimti tą neaištikos namočiarės statusą pradžioje ir galiausiai atsiranda labai dėlį kompleksą, kurie perauga į tam tikras nes dėl kartais ligas psichinės.
Čia tiek daug niuansų, kad
labai
išverstumtis tiksliai.
Arvinas Prabhu, you see that there is some need to preach more about spiritual life in family because there is no knowledge about this and some...
I just gave a whole lecture about it.
And
I posted it on the internet also.
He's saying there should be more.
Well, that I agree with you. That's why I'm doing it. I see it's not, it hasn't been explained enough in our society. That's why I've written one essay. It's how the householders can achieve spiritual perfection. And you can print some, they're going to make some printed copies also in Lithuania and they can be distributed here in Lithuania.
I remember when we were in New Zealand, when the verse came, the devotees said that no sannyasis wants to take this verse and speak on it because they cannot speak on it and it creates so much problems.
Some verse about sex, and they said, no sannyasi would ever speak on this verse, but you have spoken on it. You're here on the right day. They just had, that verse came up that day in the Bhagavatam. They said, no sannyasi would touch this verse, but you really elaborated on it in full detail.
Kur nei vienas senesis neskaitė ir nenorėjo skaityti. Ir jie labai buvo apsidžiaugę, kad būtent mokytas paskaitė tą temą labai su gerom detalėm.
Yeah, Prabhupada was very openly discussing these things.
Ir Prabhupada labai atvirai kalbėjo tom temom.
I mean, who talks about women? When is the first time? This is probably the first time in history a sannyasi ever talked about women's menstrual cycles.
Tai buvo pirmas kartas istorijoje, kai sannyasis kalbėjo apie moters.
But this is important for establishing the actual system of Krishna conscious procreation. Any other questions? Yeah.
I heard that such statement that husband, man in marriage is more safer than brahmachari. Could you explain it?
He's heard that a Krishna conscious householder is safer position than being brahmachari. That depends.
It's close.
If there's no hard and fast rule like them, it could be, but it may not be. It depends on his consciousness. The only really safe position, Prabhupada says, is kirtan ras. One who has a taste for the holy name, he's in the safest position. Whether he's a householder or a brahmachari or a sannyasi or vanaprastha, that doesn't matter. If you want to be safe, you got to get namaruchi. And that will protect you. Yeah.
Чтобы преданные
искон не зависели от материалистов в экономическом отношении. Шина Прабхупада из Мария, когда молится не
но есть ли связь между этим, чтобы преданные не зависели от, ну, не работали на материалистов и духовную силу, которую преданные имеют?
Нет. Я lost it.
Так еще?
Если
связь между зависимостью преданных от экономических, как бы, условий, которые мы земном интересуем, и тем, как они будут прогрессировать духовно.
Рира приклаусимибе, но скиртума тарту экономия сплодитес, куре рандес отседави и тарту двасиню гивянима, куре я гивяна.
Is this coming from Russian?
Yeah.
Huh? Russian, okay. Russian to Lithuanian to English?
Yes.
Hope it doesn't lose anything in the translation. Okay.
Ryšasi su ekonominiais santykiais, kuriuos jisai turi savo gyvenime.
If a person who is a devotee who is not dependent on materialistic people economically, he would be better in spiritual life?
That's definitely an advantage. He definitely has to not be dependent on working for some karmic boss, for example. It's definitely an advantage. That's why in the Vedic culture, the higher class people are never dependent on anyone for income. The brahmacharis, the Brahmins are independent financially. The Kshatriyas are independent financially. And the Vaishyas are independent financially. Prabhupada explains, under emergency, a Brahmana, he can act as a Kshatriya or a Vaishya. But he can never become Shudra, working as an employee for someone else. In the Vedic culture, the higher class people, they never financially dependent on others. But the Kali Yuga is so disoriented now that most of our devotees have to work as Shudra, for employees, you see. Under karmis is not very good. So one of my godbrothers, his name was Gopal Krishna Das Adhikari. He was working as an employee. And he was thinking, oh, this means now I'm a Shudra, I'm not a Brahmin, I'm working as an employee. Prabhupada said, no, because you're a devotee, therefore you're a Brahmin. And now he is Gopal Krishna Maharaj. Big guru in India.
Yeah.
All over the world he has disciples. He was working as a householder, as an employee of some karmis when he first became a devotee. So sometimes one may have to do that because of the way the culture is. One may have to be an employee. But it's better to avoid. Because it's bad. It's not, the association is very, very difficult. If one has to make money, it's better if one can have one's own business. But how many people can do that in the present day economy? It's very difficult to have your own business. So yes, it is actually better not to be financially dependent on any karmic
incidents.
But if you're Krishna conscious and your spiritual master has instructed you to do that, then you're protected. Our householders are told to earn money and support the temple. So it's better to go out and work for a karmi than to become a beggar who can't support the temple. I was a brahmachari for 14 years. And then Krishna arranged I was actually instructed by my GBC to get married. And I saw that it was a very good opportunity for my preaching. Now I was married. Now they said, now you have to get a job. Maintain your wife and maintain the temple. So I did that as a service. I was ordered to get a job. The householders were told, all the householders now should see in the early days of ISKCON, the householders lived in the temples also. They didn't work on the outside. We all were under one economy. But then it was decided it was better that householders around 1980 or so. It was decided by our GBC man, it's better that the householders should all go out and be like regular married couples in the world. They should go out and get jobs or start businesses, maintain themselves and support the temple by that job or by that business. So I surrendered to my authorities and I felt good. But I retired after 3 years and got back into preaching again. But that was a valuable experience for me, working those 3 years. Because I'm preaching to so many people who are doing that for 30 years.
The position of a Vaishnava is not into one of these designations as Brahmana, Vaishnava, Kshatriya.
Are you making a comment now?
Yeah.
Vaishnavas nera.
The Vaishnava is
beyond the varnas and ashrama.
Yeah, that's right.
Vaishnavas nera dir, varna rashrama.
I already made that point, giving the example of Gopal Krishna, that he, that Prabhupada said because he was a devotee, he was not a Shudra. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur worked for karmis. That's another point. You see. He was employed by the British government. Talk about karmi employees, you see. He was on the payroll of the British government. But he made one period, he made Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur his son. And at night he would write Vaishnava literatures. And he would take leave from his job sometimes to go out for very aggressive preaching. So the real thing, as I said earlier, is how determined one is for preaching. That's the real thing. Simply to be financially independent does not guarantee your spiritual perfection. But that determination to be a pure devotee and spread pure bhakti, that guarantees one's liberation. Any other questions? Actually, our time is up. So we invite everybody to the lecture tonight in Vilnius.
Visus kviečiame šiandieną į paskaitą Vilniuje.
And I will be back here tomorrow again for more nectar here. Text number 19 and 20 tomorrow. And 21.
Rytoj Kaune vėl bus nektaras.
And 22. Many, many verses. Because there's no purport up until text 25. So we'll probably go all the way to 25 tomorrow. 19 through 25.
19
to 25. Thank you. So, Hare Krishna. Jai.
His grace, Shriman Sankarshan Adhikari Maharaj ki.
Hare Krishna.